Galileo Galilei and his experiments. Galileo was born in Pisa in the Italian Republic of Tuscany in 1564. Growing up, he was a clever boy, but more important than that, he was curious and observant. He was especially curious about how things move, not just stars and planets, but everything around him. To satisfy his curiosity, Galileo did what very few people up to that time ever did. He experimented. One day Galileo was in church. He saw that a lamplighter had accidentally knocked a chandelier, which swung back and forth on its long chain, making an arc through the air. To anyone else who noticed, the swinging light was probably annoying, but to Galileo it was a fascinating experiment. As Galileo watched the chandelier, he noticed that the swinging arc got smaller and smaller. He measured the time of each swing with his pulse. To his surprise, the large swings took exactly the same amount of time as the small ones. Galileo repeated this experiment many times and used a weight hung on a chain. When the swing was large, the weight moved faster, so it took the same amount of time as the smaller swings. The smaller swing was slower. Galileo had discovered the law of swinging motion. He used this discovery to design a pendulum clock like a grandfather clock. When he was 25, Galileo became a professor of mathematics at the University of Pisa. He kept experimenting with motion. At Pisa, Galileo made another discovery. Most people at the time believed that heavy objects fall faster than lighter ones. It made sense, and therefore no one tried to prove it or disprove it. But Galileo thought that all objects would fall at the same speed. There is a story about how Galileo proved his point. He dropped a heavy cannonball and a lighter cannonball from the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The balls hit the ground at the same time. Galileo was right. No one knows if he really did carry out this experiment from the tower, but we know for sure that he did similar experiments rolling balls down a ramp. You might think Galileo's experiment would convince everyone, but most other professors in the field were not impressed. They still believed the old ideas, which quite annoyed Galileo. He criticized other professors for teaching things that were wrong. As a result, he made many enemies and was forced to leave the university.